The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Hello. 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 Welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, William Rapillum, back from a short hiatus. Tonight I have with me a guest host and two returning guests. We have a very exciting show for you tonight. I have Alfred and Monica Schaefer. And Alfred, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having us back on the show. It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. Monica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be back, and I'm so happy to see Erica is going to be on with us. I am really looking forward to that. Hi, Erica.
Yes. And Erica, it's really great to have you on the show again. And you filled in for me last week and did a wonderful job. If you didn't, you guys didn't hear that show, please go back and check it out last Wednesday. You had you and another host with you. The name slips me, but he was good too.
Yeah.
You guys did a great.
Right. Eric Spitfire from the Sentinels.
Eric Spitfire.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, you and I got red pilled like right around the same time. I think I was like just maybe a couple months in front of you.
Right.
But, and I just remember that when you were sort of like discovering the same I was, I thought that was just really awesome. Cause I know we had disagreed like 2 months before about something. I don't remember, but. And then you were talking about Hitler and the Germans and everything and just like figuring it all out. And that was pretty exciting. That was like in 2018, I think.
Yeah, 2018. And, you know, yes, it was very nice to actually have somebody who had the same level of knowledge that I did. So going into such a shocking revelation and realizing that what we thought was true was completely false and the exact true. So it was nice to have, you know, somebody, you know, like you, smart, intelligent, and but not afraid to speak their mind, and you know, to experience such a I consider it traumatic a traumatic experience, you know, but you know, to have that support system, you know, and that, yeah, it's something I'll never forget for sure. And hey, Monica, it's so great to have a chance to talk with you. And Alfred, it's great to meet you finally, kind of, you know, in quotes, in person.
Yeah, well, thanks. I just want to comment on what you guys were just talking about now. And that is, okay, you sort of came around on discovering how you had been deceived about Hitler, and that was about 2018. I know when I came around on that subject, it takes even longer than after you discover the facts to get the emotional components out of your mind. You know, we've been so indoctrinated to to feel, you know, get negative emotions just at any symbol, any name, or any mention of you know, the Nazis and so forth. And I really had to do a self-therapy, basically, to get over that. And that is true for so many things, where when I realized how we had been deceived, to get the emotional components cleaned up in my, you know, in my body, or in my soul, if you want to call it that. So I'm sure that, like when you said it was traumatic, yeah, it's absolutely traumatic. A lot of people who haven't even started with any of the many, many subjects where we've been deceived, it'll be so traumatizing. They will need a serious psychological care, you know?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And I totally relate to what you're saying, because I recall, you know, vividly the strange feeling I had to say, well, you know what? I go where the facts and the truth take me. And if that's, you know, realizing and admitting, you know, professionally and intelligently and unapologetically that Germany, they were the good guys, and that Hitler was, you know, not the person that we were told he was. And, you know, it's an experience, that's for sure.
It's an experience, and we now have the huge advantage now in 2022 with the COVID scamdemic, rat poison, kill shots for everyone. This makes it so easy to explain to people, you know, this is not their first lie. It is their 6 millionth lie. And all these lies going, you know, whether it's 9/11, whether it's the USS Liberty, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, the moon landing, there are just countless lies. And they all have as their objective to extract vast amounts of money out of us and have us emotionally manipulated, and either to make us happy or proud or shameful or hateful or something. You know, like the moon landing back then, I never doubted ever that that was, you know, if it was true or not. I mean, I said, of course it was true. And then when I realized about 2014, what a lie that was, it then I had to really go back and think about, what did that lie, just the moon landing, do to us? I mean, it made our chests swell up and our heads grow big and think we were so superior to those evil communists, right?
Helped World War II.
Yeah, it's also to think that it was after they had swole our heads and our chests up with this moon landing bullshit that they came on thick and heavy with the hollow hoax, you know. So out of this position of feeling, you know, superior to all the rest of the world, then we were taught about the evil Germans and how they gassed 6 million innocent, poor little Jews. So that really made it so much worse for the, you know, how the Germans got beaten down with that incredibly obnoxious, sick lie of the Holocaust.
Can I just add to the list of effects that you talked about to, you know, you're talking about it, to extort money and to give us all kinds of emotional feelings, but really the biggest purpose for their lies is the control and the genocide of all people, but genocide of the white race in particular. That's what it's about, because the guilt cult, that plays very, very heavily into that. So all the lies in history that make us feel guilty for who we are and make us all hate ourselves and say, oh, that's fine if we disappear.
And it was starting with the best of the goyim deserved to be slaughtered. The Jews have been gloating and dancing about seeing the white race disappear, thinking that then the planet is theirs, because this mishmash of a negroid, kind of Asiatic negroid race that is constantly squabbling and fighting is no match for the so intelligent and cunning and ruthless Jew. So that's the whole agenda, is thinking they can actually rule the world. But that's like a mosquito thinking that it can suck all the blood out of you, and then that's it. Then you won't be able to resist. You know, you cannot suck anything out of a huge third world slum when the whole world has been turned into one. So the motivation for us to come out of this is absolutely huge. And and there's no question of what the outcome is going to be in the end. And it's all been spelled out already since decades ago, actually, since a long, long time. I mean, I just finished reading a book here that was sent to me by the Christ Servants in the Ozarks. They sent me this little book. It's called Who is Esau Edom? And it goes into, you know, the sort of philosophical or religious, you know, this deceitfulness and the people who are hated and not really can't really accomplish much. They think they can steal the identity of those who can accomplish a lot, which is the Aryan race, actually, and how they try to preempt what they knew would happen to them when they pull this agenda through. So they had to inculcate us with a fake Holocaust to preempt the Holocaust which was going to come, but they miscalculated because now they've set up the perfect storm, you know, having us on our knees because we were allegedly wanted to exterminate them all. So that was all a lie, and now they are as we are on our knees trying to exterminate us with this absolutely grotesque COVID lie and injection, including for our kids. So this is, it doesn't get any more grotesque than what they have done now. And them to continue at all and not come out with a white flag and start begging and pleading for forgiveness, they are going to be toast.
Yeah, I was talking with Dennis Fetcho about this, and he's like, this has been going on for over 2,000 years, the fight between the Gentiles and the Jews, or, you know, yes, whatever you want to call them. And he's correct. And, you know, the supremacy issue, I thought of just thinking about Israel is the only country where they're allowed to have their own ethnostate.
Yeah, not only they have their own ethnostate, they have no extradition treaty with any country in the world because of the Holocaust, you know. I mean, this Holocaust lie is the foundation for them having a free pass to do anything at all. So, and then yep. Israel is like a safe house for a criminal syndicate gang to do anything and everything they want, to rob, steal, cheat, anything at all, and then exterminate anybody who even thinks of doing them any harm. And they think that when they have all the money in their hands, they can just buy anything they want. But they have forgotten that money is only nothing more than a placeholder for real value. And they have now destroyed any and all real value. So they can take their money and stick it someplace, but it's not going to help them to, you know, to go anywhere.
Right. And if pedophiles, if they go to Israel, they can't touch them. You can't touch
them. Yeah.
Actually, anybody, any of their criminals that go to Israel, and I remember a fantastic story of one of Alfred's, you know, the, what do you call it, like a fellow convict, I guess, in jail, and how the guy who was trying to scam a bank out of gazillion dollars because he was a Holocaust survivor or his relatives. And then when the bank manager or this banker that was then in jail, he was asking for evidence of his identity or the identity of these people who died in the so-called Holocaust. And the guy attacked him. He was trying to kill him, actually. And he actually stabbed him with a letter opener. And then the guy just fled to Israel. And he was basically, then he was out of reach, and the judge in Austria told this guy that he's out of reach. Like, once he's gone to Israel, he's out of reach. And yeah, that's how it is.
And Monica, the police actually had tracked this guy down to Israel, and his buddies or the superior or you know, the colleagues or whatever of this guy in Israel, they were actually mocking this a Swiss guy who had been stabbed, and said, "You should have been killed for your anti-Semitism and all that kind of stuff." I mean, they have no feelings of guilt or remorse or anything. They are just complete, absolute psychopaths. And
yeah, I was just going to say that's the definition of a psychopath.
Yeah, it's their world and we live in it. That's how they look at everything.
That's true. And, you know, I just wanted to say about the Holocaust, since Alfred brought it up. Thank you. It is the linchpin lie, because I have an example, and I could talk about it, but I don't want to, you know, lead the, like, if you have questions you want to ask, I don't want to lead the conversation with this, but the Holocaust seems to be insinuated into every situation. I was just attending a trial for the last 2 days of a friend of mine, and it was virtually, like a virtual attendance, and the whole trial was taking place online, and it was nothing to do with history. It was nothing to do with any of these things. It just had to do with some neighbor disputes, okay? But they brought in the Holocaust. There was a Jew who was one of the witnesses on the other side, on the opposing side, and she brought in the Holocaust because she saw me on the screen, because I was attending the trial virtually, right? And I was on the screen. I had my camera on, so I was showing my face in support of my friend. And my friend had done some interviews in the past, so they managed to bring in the Holocaust in every trial. Doesn't matter if it's about your neighbor's fence or about the, you know, the dog or whatever. It doesn't matter.
So Monica, how did they? Was it just because you have such a Nazi appearance in your face? Like, I remember there was an after the Sorry Mama's Wrong about the Holocaust video. One of the headlines in one of the Canadian press was they showed a picture of you, and it says she. Look at the Nazi appearance. Like, they actually had your face and says, you have a Nazi appearance. Was it your Nazi appearance, or did you have something else that reminded her of the Holo hoax?
That's too funny. Well, yeah, I mean, I actually, that's a bit of a spoof, isn't it? But you know what? In reality, I do remember before going to jail and visiting you there, Alfred, and we saw that magazine. It was like a family magazine, like, you know, how to raise your kids or whatever, a parenting magazine in Germany, mainstream magazine. And they actually had an article in there. I bet we could still find it online if we searched for it. It was so unbelievable. But they were, first of all, encouraging kids to report on other, you know, their friends, if when they, you know, you go over to your friend's place after school, and if they looked like they were Nazis, you know, that you should report on that. So this is very communist, that they're getting kids to tattle on each other, or kids to tattle on their parents. And then they had descriptions of what did these Nazi families look like. And, you know, they gave a list of descriptors and it was basically well-mannered people that were polite. They might have worn their hair in braids, they might wear nice clothes, all those things. This was how you detect the evil Nazi. I thought it was just it was inverted, like everything is inverted now, but it was unbelievable. So anyway, I just see in the chat there, we should keep our eyes on the chat. There's some important messages there.
Yeah, I hate to interrupt this great conversation. I just wanted to give the listeners just a little bit of context. If you know who Alfred and Monica are, they spent time in prison in Germany for denial of the Holocaust. So if you have a different version of the Holocaust in Germany, well, in many countries, but Germany especially, you will be put in prison for up to 5 years. Alfred, you spent 4 years in the German prison. Monica, you spent 10 months. So that's who we're talking to right now, people who have lived this right now. Erica, you had interviewed Monica a few years ago. You did some great interviews. I think you did two or three of them. And so now this is Erica, her first time interviewing Alfred. This is my second time interviewing Alfred. If you want to hear more about the background, I think we've covered that in previous discussions. So go back to the October 12th discussion that we had. We did another 2 hours, just like this one, you know, about a month ago, and listen to that. Also, Michael Herzog did one on the 25th of October, and so please, folks, go back and listen to those and get the background. We're up against the break. Stick around, and we will be right back. Thanks.
Uh,
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Tuesday is Election Day, so let's talk about American elections and democracy. I'm Peter Serafin. This week's Liberty Minute brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system and support Freedom Ears Foundation. The U.S. Constitution set up our republic so that you and I, the citizens, only voted for our representatives in the House of Representatives. The president is elected by the Electoral College, and each state makes its own rules about how to award those electorates. It wasn't until 1824, 35 years after this process was established, before the first public vote for president was even recorded. The Senate was originally appointed by your state legislators. That changed in 1913 with the 17th Amendment. Senators are now elected by popular vote statewide, like some sort of glorified member of the House of Representatives. Why this basic history lesson? Because we the people need to remember how important our state house really is. It was your state house that called for and ratified the 17th Amendment. And it's been since the 17th Amendment that our federal government has grown out of control and inserted itself in every aspect of our lives. The state-appointed Senate used to protect states' rights and keep the federal government in check. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next week, Sinus Peshem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
With Alfred and Monica Schaefer, and I have Erica, the citizen reporter, co-hosting with me. Erica, you still go by that, citizen reporter?
Actually, we just changed it to the coincidence retort.
Coincidence retort.
Yeah.
The coincidence retort.
Yep, the coincidence retort. So it's always a coincidence, isn't it? You know,
it is.
The best that they could. They are able to come back with it's a coincidence.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of which, I, you know, on this little short side, I wanted to drop in the Dave Chappelle clip, but on he did, I don't know if it was last Saturday before, but he did a Saturday Night Live, Dave Chappelle named the Jews. And he's being punished for it, obviously. But he dropped a joke that said, all right, if it's the Italians, it's a mob. If it's if it's the blacks, it's a gang. But if it's the Jews, coincidence, and you better not say anything about it. That's pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It's pretty clever. So yeah, I mean, he just did it in an eloquent way.
If it's the Jews, it's a coincidence. That's it. If there's a bunch of Jews, it's a coincidence. If it's the blacks, it's a gang. And if it's the Italians, it's a mob or something like that.
Right. Exactly. So real quick, while we have a minute, I want to drop in. I got to do the housekeeping stuff. I'll have to do it afterwards. All right. So everybody, please go to RBN and donate what you can. I forgot to get this in the beginning. I apologize. But we desperately need your support so we keep free speech alive and we can continue to have these conversations that we're having and get the truth out that brings such cognitive dissonance to folks, but is so good for us in the long run. So please go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash that donate button and donate much needed fundage. All right, so I got that out of the way. Intro wise, I think we're good. So yeah, okay. If we have time, Mike, let's go ahead and play that Space Jews clip by Dave Chappelle. It's 30 seconds long. I think it's hilarious. I had to give him a second.
I also saw a lot of videos of UFOs. I mean, what the going on with that shit? These niggas are here. These UFOs keep coming to Earth, and it made me think of an idea for a movie. Sounds dumb, but hear me out. In my movie idea, we find out that these aliens are originally from Earth. That they're from an ancient civilization that achieved interstellar travel. I also saw a lot of videos of UFOs. I mean, what the f- shit? These niggas are here. These UFOs keep coming to Earth, and it made me think of an idea for a movie. Sounds dumb, but hear me out. In my movie idea, we find out that these aliens are originally from Earth. That they're from an ancient civilization that achieved interstellar travel and left the Earth thousands of years ago. Some other planet they go to, and things go terrible for them in the other planet. So they come back to Earth, decide that they want to claim the Earth for their very own. It's a pretty good plot line, huh? I call it Space Jews. I also saw a lot of...
Excellent.
That was good.
Yeah, sorry about all the cussing. That slipped my mind. Mike, you did a pretty good job of bleeping out the cuss words. We're trying to keep the cuss words to a minimum here and keep it family friendly. That's the only thing, the only way we do censorship here, I guess you would say. Anyway, go ahead, guys. What do you think about the clip? Let it rip.
Well, it's good that people are losing their fear to name the Jew, and everybody has to get over that. I remember myself when I realized during my waking up time how it was actually difficult to actually say the word Jew. And I tried to imagine myself in a bus or a train or something and just say, oh, look, he's a Jew. You know, try to say that. And you, it's like sacrilege, you know, you can't do that. That's with a lot of other words too. And that's where I realized that is a result of a lifelong indoctrination and I did some self-therapy to get over that. And that's, I say, what everybody who has not yet started to decontaminate themselves from this indoctrination will be going through. And what we did slice by slice over a period of time, they will have to do in a short time.
Absolutely. All right. We'll be right back, folks. Got another break. Bottom of the hour. And stick around with Alfred and Monica Schaefer and Erica. Oh, 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 caught up in the action. I'm looking out for you. Oh, 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 oh.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We're back. This is William Pillum. We got Alfred and Monica Schaefer and Erica. And Erica, what is the name of your show again? The Coincidence
Retort. The Coincidence Retort.
And now, do you spell it the C-O-H-E-N or is it the C-O-I-N?
Coincidence. Oh, coincidence. No, the regular way, coincidence.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Well, on the break, we started talking, and I was like, "Man, it's too bad we're not on the air." We were talking about Kanye and right. And how they were attacking him, and
yeah.
How were really going after him. That's the real deal?
Yeah, I started talking about how on a previous podcast, and I can't remember which interview it was on now with whom, but it was early days after this Kanye West story was breaking, and then I had thought at that point, and I mean this could still be true, whatever, I don't know, but that I thought, well, maybe he's part of this is part of an act, a show, or whatever, controlled opposition, but I don't think so anymore. I think he is truly, naming the Jews, and he's under a tremendous amount of pressure, And I did see something, and this might have been fabricated or not, I don't know, but I saw something, a tweet or a message to him that, you know, you have to apologize or whatever, you have to grovel or we're going to put you back in the hospital, implying that he had been there once before. And they basically were telling him that, you know, he's going to get medicated to the point that playtime with your kids will never be the same. So, in other words, you know, probably not recognize your kids, like they would just put him into a complete altered state of mind, which he would never be himself again. This kind of pressure is put to bear on him. But, you know, there are a lot of black people, and at the moment, there always have been some black people who knew and understood what was going on, like, for example, with regards to the slave trade and all that it was a Jewish-run operation, and yet Whitey gets blamed for all that. But right now, there is a spate of black people. You had another one in mind that you wanted, that you did play a clip, and they are all coming out and saying, well, the Jews are doing this and that and the other thing. They're waking up. And so this I find very interesting. Why is that happening? Maybe other people will comment. I'll just let it go.
Yeah, you know, well, first of all, you know, as people start learn or, you know, figure out what's happening at the beginning, they'll often say things or one thinks that maybe they're, like you said, controlled opposition. But a lot of that is just it's just because they're not yet clear on how, you know, all the details and so forth. But if they get attacked then for saying something and then they see, you know, what the agenda is and so forth, all these attacks actually only makes them stronger and more resolved. It'll really harden their resolve to not to let anyone make an ass of them. And
they get stronger or they do break. There's an awful lot of examples of people who do break and yeah, grovel and sure, apologize, you know.
Yeah, but this groveling, that's the days, that's maybe in the past it was like that, but now people are beginning to realize that the winning side is not the one that's groveling before the Jew. The winning side are those people who are standing up to the Jew. And after this goes through, everyone will be talking about their great heroic deeds they did to stand up to the Jew. And anybody who groveled before the Jew, those are the people that'll be committing suicide or hiding or crawling away. I don't know what they'll be doing. But to crawl before a Jew is the lowest thing that any human being could possibly do, especially now in 2022. I mean, we're not in the 90s or, you know, or the 80s or the 70s anymore. We are now at a point where they are openly trying to exterminate us after they have milked us for everything we're worth with the Holocaust lie. This is the most grotesque inversion of a reality that I don't think they've ever pulled at this to this level of insanity ever before, and they've taken it to quite, you know, insane levels before. But I think this is a world record.
Alfred, you know, and while you were talking about that on the break, about, you know, triumphing over and persevering through and not giving in and groveling at the feet of the Jew, you are absolutely, you and Monica both are absolutely two in this world of people who have done that already. Maybe you could just tell a little bit about your story for us, so people, you know, can really internalize this and what it really means. Because you have so many great examples of just little victories that you've mentioned, you know, seeing like a signal from a guard kind of giving you approval, kind of this respect that you got when you were in jail because you stood your ground and you never once gave them an inch. I would love to just hear about
it. Well, I'll tell you, you know, this prison time really needs to be seen as it started with Monica's arrest in January of 2018, and it basically ended, and then she was in prison for 10 months, and we had an overlapping time in prison of about 4 months, and then I was released on July 1st this year, 2022, and the fundamental change that occurred during that time in terms of the people and how they perceive us is just beyond what you can describe with words. Because when Monica entered the prison system, she was, oh, you're one of those. She's an evil Nazi, you know. And they're like just venom and spewing venom and hate at her. And so she had to really break the ice initially, and did a tremendous job, so that by the time I came into it, was arrested 6 months after she had already been in prison. People, you know, she had, we were in different prisons. She was in the women's prisons, obviously, and I was in the men's prison. But Monica's name had already made the rounds, kind of thing, and things were starting to change slowly. But they really changed dramatically. Actually, just before I was released in July of this year, and it was this COVID pandemic that really did it. This the change was just very profound and very fundamental, and the guards and the prisoners were all standing behind me like a single unit, one could almost say. I mean, I can't even tell you how many prisoners they tell me, oh, Schaefer, I want to be your bodyguard. You need a bodyguard. I want to be your bodyguard, you know, like that sort of stuff. And even all the staff, too. The staff had, with a very few exceptions, you know, the exceptions to those who had figured it out would be those who have the highest positions kind of thing in the system, because they're getting a high salary for being traitors of the worst kind of thing. But all the people who were at the doing level, they were all figuring out this scam. And that came about this COVID rat poison injections and so forth, and them understanding how they've been duped about that. And they'd start saying stuff like, well, Schaefer was right. Because I was telling them right from the beginning, hey, that's rat poison. That's crap. Don't fall for that kind of stuff. And at first, of course, most of them just believed all the propaganda they were getting. But then they started to see how insane it is. And they were hearing more and more of the people, you know, who are dying from it and from the injections and so forth. And it was a very, very fundamental change by the time I left. And actually, what was the most difficult then was the first few days outside of the prison. And when I see somebody walking around with a mask on their face, and I had to hold back, because in the prison I'd always used to tell them, hey, you got to stick your finger up your ass to keep the corona snakes from coming up the back door, you know, and stuff like that. If I do that out on the street, then they'll probably just rearrest me straight away, you know.
Yes, it's shocking, like that, to kind of shock people out of their zombie state. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, you have to you cannot reach people and get them out of their zombie state by saying, oh, please listen to me, I have a theory, or I have a you know, conclusion or something. No, we have to. They're making an ass of us, and we have to make an ass of them back. You know, if they're mocking you, you mock them back. I mean, think back when you were a teenager, a youngster, and what did you do if somebody, if some real rat of a person would mock you or insult you or something? Well, you're going to pay him back, you know, 10 times over, kind of thing. And you don't let if somebody smears you with dirt, you don't leave it like that. You have to smear them back. And that's once we, especially the white race, understand how we have been mocked and ridiculed and then murdered and you know, I mean, this is, I cannot say and put in words the response, the reaction that's coming now, but the reaction will be whatever it takes to get this job done. That's what it'll be. That's why our enemies now are actually determining themselves the severity of the retribution, so they can just continue doing what they're doing and wait till we scratch their eyes out of their head and drag them down the street, you know, so everybody can kick them once, or they can come out with a white flag. It's the choice is theirs. Everyone writes their own story.
Right. Are you willing to stand up and fight, or are you going to, you know, fall to your knees and just give up, you know? And
yeah,
I always say, if you know you're going down, go down fighting, you know?
Oh, absolutely. the most shameful thing to do is to, like, the difference between an animal and a human being is an animal usually does not know why it dies. And if people think they can, I just got to get a vaccine, it'll be perfectly safe, and they'll die from it, and they don't even know why they died. They'll just die. But at least we, if we die fighting this, well, we know why we died, and we know that it was for a purpose, and our life had a purpose because we were trying to fight for our people, for life.
Absolutely. You know, one thing about the vaccine is I noticed, I think it was about maybe almost a year ago, I was doing some research on it, and I found two research articles, one on the HIV virus and how it infects the body, and the other was COVID. And they combined the two viruses into the same research study. And I thought that was very odd because these are two completely different viruses. So why are they combining these two viruses and studying how they infect the body? Because what's the link? For what? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. One's a respiratory, the other one's, blood and fluid transmitted. Well, come to find out, now the vaccine has strains of HIV in it. I mean, it's crazy.
This whole virus thing too is being put into question. I have started to look into that, and I kind of doubt that viruses are what they say they are. I'm thinking that the virus particles that they talk about is actually particles from our body. It's the cleaning up of our body, and these are the particles that they then find, and then with that fraudulent PCR test, they amplify, and then they get these particles that basically you can find anything if you amplify enough times. And so the whole thing from start to finish is fraudulent, including the existence of viruses, which I remember specifically learning about viruses. It was, I can't remember if it was at the high school level biology class or if it was in a university biology class. I think it was high school level. I think that's when they were starting to really talk about viruses and telling us how they don't really know how to classify it, whether it's an animal kingdom or the plant kingdom. And it's kind of like it was all very mysterious. And now I know why, because they were making it up, I think.
Yeah,
I heard that.
That's one of my favorite things to talk about, actually, is this fraud of virology, which is absolutely fraud. I've done research on this up and down. I've asked people to come out and explain how they prove that a virus, how they prove the existence of the virus. They talk in circles about electron micrograph pictures, which are just pictures of the mess that's created when your body's in a toxic state. They take pictures of the cell culture where they actually manufacture this so-called virus thing they call the virus, which is manufactured. It's not even manufactured out of the sputum from the sick person. They take other biological material and then they poison and starve it, and then the debris that is generated from that process they call a virus. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous nonsense. And yes, Nobody can explain it. All they can do is just kind of like get into a state of cognitive dissonance about this subject and just start going crazy about it, just like people do about the Holocaust. This is it's another Holocaust story, virology altogether. We get sick because we poison and starve ourselves. We poison ourselves with what we eat. And, we're getting poisoned all the time from external factors in the environment, stuff we're getting sprayed with, stuff that's in the water, stuff that's in the food. And our body's having to deal with that. And, and people wonder, well, why do I get sick when I go around other people and that they have it and then I get sick and everybody gets sick? Well, that can be explained by something called bioresonance. It's the same thing that happens when women get together and they sync up their menstrual cycles.
Exactly.
What happens is, and our bodies do decide to excoriate our toxicity at a certain time of year, typically, usually around this time of year, around the winter, early winter. And so if you've been poisoning yourself, then your body's going to want to get rid of that, and you're going to get sick from it. That's what you get sick from. It's stupid to think that, and all the studies have been done to think that, a virus because you breathed a virus from so-and-so. Just think of the fear porn that Jot generates and how much money they've made off of medications and vaccines to try to treat us with these things. All of vaccines are completely unnecessary. All of them. There is not a single vaccine, not even the rabies vaccine. That's also BS too.
Agreed.
So anyway,
every single
vaccine forever.
Agreed. Totally. I think there are a number of factors that make people sick. So what you said is very, very important, but there are other things that could be the case, like deficiency of something or excess of something or stress. Like if you've been shocked, if you have been shocked by stress in your life, that also can make you prone to being sick because your body responds to that. So there are a number of things, but yeah, it's basically toxicity in your own body that your body is cleaning itself up, and then it exudes these particles. It might make a fever. It might do all these things that show up as symptoms, and then our medical system. Well, you know what bugs me the most about all of this? Whoops, I hear the music, so I guess we'll pick up after.
Connection was lost there for a second.
Oh.
All of a sudden, Monica went dead.
Oh.
We'll be right back, folks.
Okay.
At the top of the hour. We'll be back for hour two, right after this.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Getting high.
All right. We're back, folks. And I was wrong. We weren't at the top of the hour. My clock was set way ahead, so I had to adjust it. But we're still got one more segment here. Short segment before the end of the first hour, second hour. Monica, you were talking there about, yeah. And then we, yeah.
I was just following up from your excellent summary of virology, this pseudo quack science of virology, which, yeah, you gave a really excellent summary, like Alfred said in the break. And I was following up on that, and then I was just starting to make a statement how it sure does bother me how they are lying to us about so many things, not just about the medicine and medical stuff, but a lot of other things in the name of science. Have you noticed that they're always talking about the scientists and the experts and doing, you know, especially the scientists? That part really bothers me because I was always very scientifically oriented, I felt, because I'm a logical person and I always like to know how things work. And then they taught us how you set up, you know, scientific experiment, you know, you have theory, you test it and you verify it and then you might change your theory or whatever, all these things. So then when they start telling us all these things in the name of science, and then you find out they are nothing but lies and quackery, boy, does that ever bother me. That's what I was wanting to say.
Yeah. And I want to add to that because, you know, one of the things that really, I think, if you read the book Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullins, he really goes through the history of quackery back to the days of Abraham Fish Bean and Simmons and the Flexner Report. Those are really important sort of watershed places in time of the fraud of allopathic medicine, and you know, in the Jewish takeover of medicine and the genocide against us through medicine, which is Jewish at its complete in its totality. And so now we have an infrastructure set up that has been built around this, and anybody who goes to these Ivy League schools and pays all this money to do all this, they are now painted themselves into a corner where they'll never get out of it. We see what happens to celebrities and people, you know, in high society that come out against anything. Oh, you are going to be destroyed. So they're literally slaves, petrified. They have no choice. You know, if they want to ruin their career or whatever, then they can go do that. And a lot of people have bravely done that, and that's what they should do. But, you know, I mean, obviously it's a very incredibly compelling situation, and it's a slave situation.
Dr. Kevin MacDonald wrote a book, a three-book trilogy. Help me out here. I can't remember that. It's escaping me. I interviewed him on one of the books. Jews and Their Discontents, that, you know, that trilogy of the three books. One of them,
All right, we're at the end of the first hour, folks, so we'll be back the next hour, and we'll let Erica continue with her thought there. Stick around, please. Thanks.
We must take America back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.